On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. Laura Carlson of the BSU volleyball team with us. Just one match this week. You guys have kind of run through the gauntlet here lately, playing one ranked team after the next. Does it get kind of grinding and grueling to play two matches against teams like that? And are you kind of looking forward to just the one this week?
Yeah, it's definitely grueling. Our conference obviously is very tough, and it definitely builds a lot of frustration as individuals and as our team. But we're just looking forward and to the next match and hoping to play better, obviously, and get over those frustrations.
Unfortunately, you're playing the number one ranked team in the country this week. Duluth, you guys just played them a couple of weeks ago. What did you learn about them in that match the last time that you can use to your advantage this week?
I think they're actually second now because Wayne, yeah, took their number one spot. But, we learned that they're definitely beatable. We beat them in the first game, and Augustana took them to five games, and we could have beat Augustana. But, again, we didn't overcome our frustrations, and we were inconsistent, but we just realized that we need to be consistent with every team that we play, and we can keep up with any team in the conference.
Things have certainly changed here with a new coach, and you guys have won a few more matches early in the year, which I'm sure helps you towards the end of the year. But, how much, take this with a grain of salt, how much easier does it get when you do have a little confidence and you're like, all right, we can play with these guys?
Yeah, a lot easier. I mean, we're not necessarily concerned about wins and losses at this point, but we just want to be able to keep up and make our statement on the court. We want to tell everyone that we're able to play with you and we're not just going to roll over and die and let you beat us.
What kind of a player are you?
I'm more of a silent player. I'd say, I don't know, I guess I'm starting to kind of come out of that box a little bit this year. But, I'm more a lead by example type of player, I would say.
You've got, at least on paper, two players that, number one, are the veterans, and two have the kind of lead by example people in Bree and Nicole. How much does the rest of the team just kind of rally around them?
I'd say, Oli, being one of our strongest hitters, her energy and definitely feeds off on the rest of us. I mean, we definitely look on to other players, older players, for feedback, and they give us confidence, too, and we also give them feedback in return.
Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.